Welcome to the GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need to know about the purpose and methods of market research, one of the most frequently examined topics in GCSE business. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, this topic comes up again and again, so let's make sure you're completely confident with it. Grab a pen and paper. You're going to want to take notes. Let's start with the big question. What actually is market research? And why do businesses bother doing it? Market research is the process of collecting, analyzing, and interpreting information about a market, a product or service, and the customers who might buy it. In simple terms, it's how a business finds out what's going on before it makes important decisions. Think about it this way. Imagine you want to open a new coffee shop. Before you spend thousands of pounds on rent, equipment, and staff, wouldn't you want to know, is there actually demand for another coffee shop in this area? Who are my potential customers? What are competitors charging? What flavors and products do people actually want? That's exactly what market research answers. Examiners expect you to understand six key purposes of market research. Let me walk you through each one. First, to identify market opportunities. Businesses use research to spot gaps in the market, products or services that customers want but cannot currently get. For example, a business might discover through research that there are very few vegan-friendly restaurants in a town, which represents an opportunity. Second, to understand customers. Research helps businesses learn about their customers' needs, preferences, buying habits, and attitudes. This is crucial because a business that truly understands its customers can design better products and marketing campaigns. Third, to analyze competitors. Market research helps businesses understand what rivals are doing, their prices, products, promotions, and weaknesses. This allows a business to position itself effectively. Fourth, to measure demand. Before launching a product, businesses want to know how many people are likely to buy it and at what price. This helps with production planning and financial forecasting. Fifth, to define the target market. Research helps identify the specific group of customers most likely to buy the product, their age, income, location, and lifestyle. This is called market segmentation. Sixth, to reduce risk. Every business decision carries risk. Good market research reduces uncertainty and helps businesses make more informed decisions, which reduces the chance of costly mistakes. Now let's move on to the two main types of market research, primary research and secondary research. This distinction is absolutely essential. It comes up in almost every exam. Primary research, also called field research, is information that a business collects itself for the first time for a specific purpose. The key word here is original. The business goes out and gathers brand new data. The main methods of primary research include surveys and questionnaires, interviews, focus groups, and observation. Surveys and questionnaires are the most common method. They involve asking a set of questions to a sample of people, either on paper, online, or face-to-face. They're great for collecting data from a large number of people relatively cheaply. However, the quality of the data depends heavily on how well the questions are designed. Poorly worded questions lead to unreliable results. Interviews involve speaking directly to individuals, either face-to-face or over the phone. They allow for more detailed, in-depth responses. The downside is that they're time-consuming and expensive, and the interviewer's presence can sometimes influence the answers given. Focus groups bring together a small group of people, typically 6 to 10, to discuss a product, service, or idea. They generate rich, detailed qualitative data and can reveal insights that surveys miss. However, they're expensive to organize, and one dominant personality in the group can skew the discussion. Observation involves watching how customers behave in real situations. For example, watching how shoppers move around a supermarket, or tracking which products they pick up and put back. It's useful because it captures actual behavior rather than what people say they would do. The limitation is that it doesn't tell you why people behave the way they do. Now let's look at secondary research, also called desk research. This is information that already exists and has been collected by someone else for a different purpose. The business simply finds and uses it. Examples of secondary research include government statistics, such as census data or Office for National Statistics reports, trade journals and industry reports, company accounts and annual reports, newspaper and magazine articles, and data from the internet. The big advantages of secondary research are that it's quick and cheap. The data already exists, so you don't have to go out and collect it. However, the data may be out of date, it may not be specific enough to your business's exact needs, and you cannot always verify how accurate or reliable it is. Here's a really important comparison for the exam. Primary research gives you data that is specific to your business and up to date, but it's expensive and time-consuming to collect. Secondary research is cheap and quick, but may be less relevant or reliable. Examiners love asking you to evaluate which type of research is most appropriate for a given business scenario. So always think about the business's budget, time constraints, and what exactly they need to find out. Now let's talk about qualitative versus quantitative data. Another distinction that examiners test regularly. Qualitative data is non-numerical. It consists of opinions, feelings, attitudes, and explanations. For example, asking customers how the product made them feel or why they chose a particular brand generates qualitative data. It's rich and detailed, giving businesses real insight into customer motivations. However, it's harder to analyze and compare because everyone gives different subjective answers. Quantitative data is numerical. It can be counted, measured, and statistically analyzed. For example, asking what percentage of customers rated the product 4 or 5 stars, or how many units were sold last month, generates quantitative data. It's easier to analyze and present in charts and graphs, but it doesn't always explain the reasons behind the numbers. A useful way to remember this: qualitative equals quality of opinion. Quantitative equals quantity, numbers, and statistics. Now let's move into exam tips and the most common mistakes candidates make. Mistake number one, confusing primary and secondary research. This is the most common error. Remember, primary means you collected it yourself for the first time. Secondary means someone else collected it previously. A useful memory trick: primary starts with P, like personal. You personally go out and collect it. Secondary starts with S, like secondhand. It's secondhand information. Mistake number two, not linking the choice of research method to the business's specific situation. Examiners will always present you with a business scenario and ask you to justify why a particular method is appropriate. You must connect your answer to the context. For example, don't just say surveys are good because they collect lots of data. Say surveys would be appropriate for this business because they are a small startup with a limited budget, and online surveys can reach a large number of potential customers cheaply and quickly. Mistake number three, struggling with data interpretation. Many questions will give you a table or chart and ask you to calculate or interpret market share or market size. The formula for market share is the business's sales divided by total market sales multiplied by 100. For example, if the total market is worth £500,000 and one business has sales of £125,000, its market share is £125,000 divided by £500,000 multiplied by 100, which equals 25%. Mistake number four, giving vague answers in evaluation questions. When a question asks you to evaluate or assess a research method, you must give both advantages and disadvantages, and then reach a clear judgment. Don't sit on the fence. Examiners reward a clear, justified conclusion. Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the difference between primary and secondary research? Primary research is original data collected by the business itself. Secondary research is existing data collected by someone else. Question two, give two examples of primary research methods. Any two from surveys, interviews, focus groups, observation. Question three, what does qualitative data consist of? Opinions, feelings, and attitudes, non-numerical information. Question four, what is the formula for market share? Business sales divided by total market sales multiplied by 100. Question five, give one advantage and one disadvantage of secondary research. Advantage, it's quick and cheap. Disadvantage, it may be out of date or not specific enough. Question six, why do businesses carry out market research? To reduce risk, identify opportunities, understand customers, analyze competitors, measure demand, and define their target market. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Market research is the process of gathering information to help businesses make better decisions. Its key purposes are to identify opportunities, understand customers, analyze competitors, measure demand, define the target market, and reduce risk. There are two types of research: primary, collected by the business itself, and secondary, existing data from other sources. Primary is more specific and up-to-date, but more expensive. Secondary is cheaper and faster, but maybe less relevant. Data can be qualitative, opinions and feelings, or quantitative numbers and statistics. When answering exam questions, always link your choice of research method to the specific business context, use the correct formulas for market share and market size, and give a clear, justified judgment in evaluation questions. That's it for today's episode. You've covered everything an examiner expects you to know on this topic. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, the more you practice applying these concepts to different business scenarios, the more confident you'll feel in the exam. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.